From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. Parts of Yemen take a pounding before a proposed humanitarian ceasefire gets underway. Airstrikes from Saudi-led coalition warplanes pummeled the northwestern Yemeni province of Sa'ada Saturday, while elsewhere coalition airstrikes hit the capital's international airport on day number 45 of fighting against the Houthi rebels. The United States and Saudi Arabia have announced a May 12th start date for a five-day humanitarian pause in Yemen, where the Saudi-led coalition is waging an air campaign against advancing Houthis. The conflict has left thousands of people in Yemen in need of basic supplies. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Saudi Foreign Minister Adel Al-Jubeir announced the plan at a Friday news conference in Paris. Kerry urged the entities that support the Houthis to encourage the rebels to accept the pause. The Shiite rebels are allied with former President Ali Abdullah Saleh and are believed to be backed by Iran. On Friday, more than 1,000 people took to the streets in Tehran to denounce the Saudi-led airstrikes in Yemen. Some also chanted anti-American slogans. Military bases across the United States are operating under increased security Saturday after the Federal Bureau of Investigation expressed concern that Islamist militants could target troops or police officers. The heightened state of alert follows an announcement by the FBI director that there might be thousands of Islamic State followers online in the U.S. The Islamic State claimed responsibility for last week's gun attack at an event in near Dallas, Texas, where cartoons lampooning Islam's prophet Muhammad were being judged in a contest. You are listening to VOA News. Russia staged a massive military parade Saturday in Moscow's Red Square to commemorate the 70th anniversary of Victory in Europe Day, also called VE Day, the day in 1945 when Nazi troops laid down their arms, ending World War II. Russian President Vladimir Putin thanked Russia's main World War II allies, the United States, Britain, and France, for helping to defeat the Nazis. But the observances were marked by near-complete absence of European leaders. Chinese President Xi Jinping was the most prominent world leader to attend the ceremony in Russia's capital. On Friday, most of Europe and the U.S. celebrated the anniversary of the end of the war. U.S. President Barack Obama paid honor Saturday to those who fought.
We will be forever grateful for what these remarkable men and women did, for the selfless grace they showed in one of our darkest hours. But as we mark the 70th anniversary, let's not simply commemorate history. Let's rededicate ourselves to the freedoms for which they fought.
In Washington Friday, a large array of World War II aircraft flew over the city in honor of the Second World War veterans in town for a ceremony at the World War II Memorial. And on Sunday, Queen Elizabeth will attend a VE Thanksgiving at Westminster Abbey. In Africa, Burundians are voting with their feet as pre-election violence in their country escalates. The UN Refugee Agency reports more than 50,000 people have fled in fear to neighboring countries during the past several weeks, and this seemingly unstoppable flow increases. Lisa Schlein has more for VOA from UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
Neighboring Tanzania not only has played host to many of these refugees, but is also sheltering large numbers of Burundians who had fled violence in 1972. UN refugee spokesman Adrian Edwards says in recent years, Tanzania has offered citizenship to some 200,000 of these refugees and their descendants. He says this is the largest refugee integration program ever enacted by a host country.
Since the eruption of pre-election violence in mid-April, however, there have been alarming signs that this progress is being undone. Over the last weeks, more than 50,000 Burundians have fled to Rwanda, Tanzania, and Democratic Republic of the Congo.
Edwards says a majority of the refugees are women and children, including a large number of unaccompanied children. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
40 inmates in a prison in northeastern Iraq, including some convicted of terrorism charges, escaped amid a riot that killed at least 6 police officers and 30 prisoners, according to authorities. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.